Altman. So it came out yesterday. Oh, no. Today is Wednesday. So yeah, it came out yesterday that Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, the second one came out. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos in this sugya of Kelim and Gvi, they jumped from the gag, or jumped to the gag, right? According to Rashi, it came out that if you have a Kelim and a Gvi, they jump up, that's called a shin. It jumps up, it's called a shinoi, and you already pay Hatzi Nezer. You pay Hatzi Nezer. If it jumps down, came out, if it jumps down, it's no. If it does in a normal way, you pay Hatzi Shalim, because it's regular, it's normal. If it jumped in a weird way, like the Gemara explains, then that too is going to be called a shinoi, and you would pay Hatzi Nezer. So contrast is two ways you pay Hatzi Nezer, either jumping upwards or jumping down, which is an unusual way. Because it is Mishun. Tosfos did not learn like that. Tosfos says, if you're telling me that it's normal, that it's possible and it's expected that an animal will jump up, then it's also expected that a child will jump up. And as much as it's expected, there's no chiddush bechlal to say that a shoyman would be chayev for not looking after the property from the elma. If an animal, it's normal to jump, it's expected to jump up, so too, it's expected by an olam. So what's the chiddush of the end of the braisa? So the second braisa. So, says Tosfos, it's not normal for an animal to jump up at all. Jumping up, if it jumps up, it's unexpected completely, and you would pay nothing. If it jumps up, you pay nothing. And that's the chiddush. Olam atan, if you jump up, you have to pay. Because you were showing me, you should have expected that to happen. And Kerem, if it jumps up, it's not expected. But Adam Tanaka is expected. That's jumping up and jumping down. That's the same as Rashi. If it jumps down in the normal way, you pay Hatzi Shalem. If it jumps down in an unusual way, you pay Hatzi Nezer. Now you came out with David? Good.
So we're saying that it's not. But to. We're saying here that it's not normal for the D to jump up.
That's what it says. Jump up to the upper floor. We saw a bucket, a barrel of dogs, but kind of this is higher.
So this all has to be done within 1 week. We're talking about one, like it's not like it jumps and climbs like from step to step. Because that it could do, and that's yeah. Mountain goats,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Or it's a sheer wall or something. It's not all Harry Garth. Right. I mean, we have to be machadic. He said earlier that it would climb barrels, and says here that they don't. So, oh God, there must be a different height, a different.
And he had a tarnagel, which is
tarnagel, wings.
So we're talking about flying
up. Yeah.
The regular animal, right? This was going down.
Regular animal going down is an exotic, unless it does in an unusual way. Okay, that was the halakha l'maisa came out from Rashi and Tosfos. We saw yesterday why Rashi Tosfos doesn't know like Rashi, and we even said today that Tosfos had a problem. Two problems, really. Number one is what's the chiddush in the Adam and Tanya? What's the chiddush b'chal? Of course, Adam is chayav. If it's normal, if it's expected, you must always use the right word, if it's expected for an animal to jump up, how do we get that you pay chatzi nezek? And it's expected for human beings as well. And therefore, there's no chiddush b'chlal, number one. And number two, why at the end of the Gemara that say, I p'turim, means until then, we always thought p'turim means completely possible. That's the mahalach of Tosfos. And that's the mind of Tosfos. The mind of Rashi, why did Rashi not like to learn like Tosfos? The mind of Rashi was the word p'turim in the second braisa. According to Tosfos, has two connotations. Going from down up, Peturin completely problem. And up down, Peturin means Chatzinezi. That's not Gishman. From Rashi, Peturin always means Chatzinezi. Yes, Yossi.
We must try and we need to stand the step. I would be sure to have this thing to include how you learn out the fact that it's a babysitter. And yeah, first of all, we said babysitter. Since it's a babysitter, that means that it's butter entirely. We didn't stand that leap.
So it's, I'm just saying that now that the Mishnah Peretz can hear your question as well.
Right.
I'm just repeating your question, the Mishnah Peretz can hear it as well. The Yossi asking, in Tosis, that we learned yesterday, how did Tosis make the leap? I'm sure you meant the pun in that, but how did Tosis derive from the fact that this price must be talking about Shoma, that when we spoke earlier that the animal jumped, that it means you're part of completely. What's the kesher between the person being a shomer to the maskana that this animal jumping up is part of completely? Right? That was your question. And the answer is that if it's true that animal jumping up, you pay chatzi nezek, then the shomer would pay nezek shalom. Why? Why? Because why does an animal jumping up pay chatzin nezek? It's mishuna. But it's mishuna, it is expected. It must be expected, because if it's an onus, I wouldn't pay. So it must be something expected. If the animal did something mishuna, it's expected. If a person has an animal and is walking down the street and the animal goes and kicks someone, so it's mishuna. It's not normal regular. It's done with a certain element of thought this animal went and kicked, but it's something I have to worry about and take into account. When my animal walking down the street, I have to take into account that my animal might kick someone. It's something expected. It's mishuna by expected. It sounds almost contradictory, but it's not. Mishuna means, when we talk about Karen, we know means Kavanos Lahazi, but it can also mean mishuna. What connection is mishuna with Kavanos Lahazi? As we know, if an animal wants to smash someone up, that's Kavanos Keri. We also know Mishuna, even if it didn't have Kavanos Lahazik, but if it's Mishuna, you're chayiv to pay. It's Keri. But what's the connection between Mishuna and Kavanos Lahazik? The connection is Mishuna is an activity that was done, the animal put some thought into it. Regel is normal walking, so without any Kavanos Lahazik, it's walks. And Shem also. It's normal, that's its normal activity. A kicking, it was done by an animal because the animal, for whatever reason, decided to do something out of the normal. It decided to kick. It wasn't just like a spasm, they just kicked.
It's deliberate.
Now, it's done with deliberate. An animal kicked with a certain thought. Process.
Yeah, Russian
blood today,
something going
to mind. Okay, yeah. So they had sudden activity, something triggered off in the animal. That's Kamanos Lahazik, something triggered off to want to damage, and something triggered off to kick. That's Mishuna, the same idea. Mishuna is also there's something done with thought. And therefore, when I let my animal roam the street, I have to take into account he's going to do natural things. And also, it can happen that animal will also be triggered off to do something more wild. And it's something expected, something I'm meant to have taken into account. It's not, whoa, how did that happen? Not like you're saying it would say something which was unexpected. No, it's something expected. Mishuna can be expected. So if an animal jumps up, so it's not like it would normally do, but it's Mishuna. It obviously thought it wanted to jump and get out there. It's something which I'm chayiv chatzi nezek. Why am I chayiv chatzi nezek? If you tell me I'm chayiv chatzi nezek, it means it's expected. If you tell me I'm chayiv chatzi nezek, it means it's expected. It's not einus. Okay? A shoma is chayiv for anything expected. Shoma, when he looks after property, is chayiv for anything which is not mitzuya. Chayiv for that. So if we're going to tell me that is for. If you're going to tell me the Shem is chayav for Adam, the Shem is chayav for this Adam jumping up, has to be expected. Has to be. Right? Now, remember, Tosfos had the question, why are you telling me this Kiddush of Adam? We know it already from the previous case. You told me already, D jumping up. You told me D jumping up. So what's the Tosis? Sorry, Tosis said, if D is chayav chatzin nezek, If D is chayv chatzi nezek, then I don't need you to tell me ob, right? Why? If D is chayv chatzi nezek, I don't need you to tell me Adam. Why? No. Remember, according to thesis, Adam means he's a shame. He's watching over. But the other modulator is possible. Yeah, he's a shame watching over. So if D is chayv chatzi nezek, then it's poshut, the shame would be chayv. Why? What's the connection?
Yeah,
right. So that's what I was trying to say. D, if you're chayv chatzi nezek, what's that telling you? It's expected. If it's expected, it's poshut, the shame is going to be chayv. So the shame is poshut, chayv, anything expected. So if D is chayv chatzi nezek, right? So then, avada, a shame who's looking after like D, would be chayv anything like D does. And Tosafot understands whatever D would normally do, certainly an Adam would do as well. So if you're going to be chayv chatzi nezek for D, it's poshut, a shame would be chayv for the chayv shet we're not going to do. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Every shame, every shame is chayv full damages for looking not looking after for things that are foreseeable. That is what shame is chayv. If D jumping up, is it normal? Is it expected? That's the word we want. Is it expected or not? If it's expected, then it's poshut and Adam, who is a shema, would be chayv. Poshut. Because his job was to be shema, the kalim or whatever there in that house, from the expected damages. The activity the animal did was mishuna. It expected that such a mishuna could happen.
The owner of that deed, the owner, only be chayv chatzi nezek. Why should the shomer be obligated for more than the shomer?
So the shomer is not chayv midin care. Shomer is chayv midin shomer. Let me ask you a question. If an animal is walking down the street and it eats some produce, how much would the animal have to pay?
No,
now you ask me to look after your food and I leave it there and the animal eats it. I'm trying to pay full damages.
You ask me
to look after your food and I put the food down there and the animal came and ate it. I'm trying to pay full damages. That's why is that? Had I been the owner of the animal, I wouldn't have had to. Depends why you want to be machayim. If you want to be machayim, you didn't share. Machayim. But they didn't show you, I was negligent. So here's the every moshel, every moshel is extreme. Every moshel is going to be extreme, and then you bring it down. Otherwise, it wouldn't be happening. So this was an extreme case, which is poshut. Hashem, if you're going to be chayv because of Hashem, you're potter. If you're going to be chayv because of Shem, you'll be chayv. That's poshut. Here you've got exactly the same case. I was employed to look after the property of this house, right? I was employed to look after the plates, the tables, the vases, whatever it is in this house. I was employed to look after it. I allowed this bee to jump around. And that Gadi broke the vase. Was it expected that Gadi could break the vase? Yes or no? The answer is yes. If yes, then of course I'm chayv. How much am I chayv? Nezek shalim. Why? Because why am I chayv to pay anything? Because I'm negligent on shmir. I'm negligent on shmir. I pay full damages.
The owner also has an obligation to be a shomer for his animals, and you're only obligated to have.
Okay.
Why should that be?
So this is care in any five house.
So why should the shomer be any worse than the owner?
Very big difference. There's a very big difference between a case where I accepted on myself a chrys to look after some things, to a case where I didn't accept on myself a chrys. In the case of I allow my goat to come into the house. I didn't accept on myself a chrys to look after the house. The Torah was machayim to pay for damages my animal does. So it's a Torah, for such a thing, you only have to pay half for what your animal does. Really, I shouldn't be chayim any. I didn't do anything. My animal did. The Torah was machayev me to look after my animal. So the Torah said, yes, for Karen, you have to look after the animal, we only pay half. But there's another thing. If you accepted on yourself a Christ to look after certain things, you're a shomer. A shomer which you accepted a Christ, and you have to pay full damages. So in as much as expected that D would jump up, you have to pay full damages. There's no chiddush in this price. What's the chiddush? You are chayim katzin ezek. And you should know if you're a shomer, you're chayim to pay. Of course, it is a lot. That's why it's the other way. Kerem and Dina jump up. You're parted completely. It's unexpected. If you're ashamed of a Chesed Mekotan, you should know. But that is expected and you're going to have to be. Is that clear to you? Why not yet? No?
Not to me, but I want to speak with my colleague.
Is it clear to Yossi's yeah. colleagues? If it's not clear to you, I'm happy to say it again.
If it's clear to them, I say the right word.
If you have like a docile kashub, I mean, a wild goat, I understand. A wild goat jumps up. That's nature.
If a deer would do it, then definitely patient would come to it. Say that. Yes. If they're mocking to argue on taste on that, maybe not. That's what it is. We're taking the itunim, the information given to us, and we're understanding up here. So that's the nikud that you have to work out. I think once you understand this, the rest will work into this. I think this is your sticking point that you think, or it's in your head, that if it's mishuna, then it's not expected. I think that's the point that's your difficulty. You have to realize Mishuna and Oynes are not the same. Mishuna is not an Oynes, right? For Shema, you need a Ptur of Shema is Oynes. So to be Potter, if you're a Shema, the only Ptur you'll be is if it's an Oynes. And if it's Mishuna, it's not an Oynes. Therefore, if I'm looking after a house and something Mishuna happens in the house, I'll be nezik sholim. By my chiyuvim, because I'm a shomer, shomer says, you're chayim nezik sholim, unless it's an oinus. There's no oinus here, there's only mishuna. This says that if mishuna is expected, meaning it's not an oinus, then it's poshut the shomer is going to be chayim nezik sholim. There's no chiddush in the rabbis line of the brights. It's poshut. If you're chayim nezik sholim, if you're chayim chatzin nezik, meaning it's not an oinus, for gdi to jump up, then it's possible that Shoma would be chayim nezek sholim for not looking after the house. And therefore that last line is unnecessary. Odom, v'tanugu, shadilgu, of course you're chayim. Why not? We just learned it. We just said that gdi that jumps up is not an onus. So of course this is not an onus. Of course you're chayim. So why do you need it? It's unnecessary. And am I? The gdi is an oinus. And therefore, you need the next line to tell me that gdi is an oinus. Odom is cheshed kopin. Is not the
gdi is entirely.
It's an oinus. A gdi that jumps up is unexpected. It's an oinus. If I would be in a shame, I wouldn't have had to pay anything. Kiddush is cheshed kopin jump up. That's not an oinus. That you should expect. Maybe since it's something I should have expected, so Shoyim has to pay that return for what's expected. Okay? More about it. They don't need to pay. You don't need to pay for what your child did. That's a lot of us. What's the Shemaim? I think you can buy it. So,
we say that Yudhi is a Chaya and a Chashu is a Builder Chaya.
That's what you wouldn't expect from a gdi. You have to expect from a shari. That's what comes out. There's seichel in that as well. There's svar in that as well. A gdi, as much as it's a gdi, but there's a certain seichel a gdi has. A gdi has certain inherent seichel. A chesh, sheitzer, v'kotm, do not. That's the whole point. They are possible mitzvah. Had he been a human being, he might be chayav mitzvah. Achir should be talking is a human being and his bottom of it. It's the biggest riot that they don't say. Yeah.
I just
want to
bring up the piece of the
battle. Yeah.
The person is.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I thought, maybe it's the difference between that. Hey, what's the difference between an A and a B?
Like, sure, he is
younger.
Sure, sure, sure. And it's a kid.
I've got
you. Don't jump as high as.
Maybe. Okay. Right, we'll see. Here we get to 30. Okay, that's Rashi Texas Chazal, what we learned yesterday. Yes, you're clear now? As a Yofi, you see, Baruch Hashem. Everyone else clear? We come in. Cheskel, we're going to call Rashi Texas.
Yeah, I have a question about the last one. The first one was when it says, okay, so now we go back to the original idea. What's the original idea? I don't know.
So it's the fact that we took on, not that now we go back, but we never retracted from it. We took on that jumping upwards is an onus. Says Tosfos, even after the end of the sukkah, we're saying that peturim in the brayta means chatinezek. That's only regarding jumping down. The jumping up, we retain what we originally said. That's an omen. And for that, peturim means pata legam. That's what Tosfos says. So we should change from what we originally assumed. Originally assumed it's an omen jumping up. So why should we change from that? That's the. Thank you.
I know we want to do the entire next Tosfos.
Next 3 days. Yeah.
Next week. Do we have time to go up to read this again inside or no?
Let's do 3 days. So, and if we have time, we'll do it. Okay. Otherwise, maybe out to see you. Okay. So, Tosfos, well, time. You know what? You're right. Something that you've learned, we should read it again. If that's would be a help. On the Matani. We'll do that taste again. I'll read it. But reasonably quickly, though. I'll read it. Okay, later. Well, Tanya, again, top. Back to Tosfos Chafetz Chaim. It's been like yo. But Tanya, Akelim. This writer says that what? Akelim, indeed, a jump downwards. How much you chayiv? Jump downwards, from up down. How much you chayiv?
Nothing.
Nothing. Who was the Gemara asking on? On the previous Bryson. Problem is, it's not much the Mishnah said of it, Yechai. A Kelev Agdish, a Kops of Risha Gari. Show us a Kelev. I'm not sure. It's before the Mishnah, really. So why are we asking only on the Bryson? You ask on the Mishnah. That's the discussion. I'm a Sneezin, I'm a Motzi Mishnah. He could have asked even on the Mishnah.
Have a Motzi.
He could have the Mishnah to ask. Ella the notar, it notar waited at the Maisi Bryce until we brought the Bryce up, or Parish at Shavai. And the question is on both of them. This question going back on the Mishnah as well. Mishnah said that you pay Nezek Sholem when it jumps down, and this Bryce says your potter. The Bryce says you pay Nezek Sholem when it jumps down, and this Bryce says your potter. So it's a question on both of them. That's Tosfos, said the Gemara, you know what? When you say Petorim, we meant Chati Nezek. Why? Because the apich meper, what does that mean? Apich meper. And yeah, it jumped in a weird way. It took the other person's, the other animals' way of jumping. Binte is this symptom. Le mando matchilos ipshiyem v'sefer b'ainis chayim. According to the opinion that holds that if somebody was negligent at the beginning and then an ainis happened, and yet you're chay for that. This person was Peshea because the animal could have jumped down in the normal way. In the end, there was an Oines. The Lav Okay didn't jump down in the normal way. So, why do we say, sometimes you're going to be Chayim Nezek Sholem? Sometimes you're going to be chayv chatin ezek. You should always be chayv ezek sholem because you've got chilosei pshir. This animal could have jumped down the normal way. And had it jumped down the normal way, how much would you have to pay? Ezek sholem. So you will be shell of an ezek sholem pshir. So therefore you should have to pay an ezek sholem. Right? Make a kosher kid. What's the deal? If I'm an oynes gomel, I was Peshea, but then an Oynes Gomel happened. the animal fell instead of jumping. What's the din in that case? If you're Chosim Shiva Sibai Yiskai, what's the din? How do you pay?
Full
damages. So suddenly in this case, you have a Shem, a Mixas. It jumped in an unusual way. It wasn't an oinus that happened. It's like we explained, when every time you have a Mishuna, it's not an oinus. So suddenly you should have to pay full damages. Not Kalvachayma. No. If already when you put share in the beginning and then an oinus happens, an oinus which generally you're potter for completely, but since you were share in the beginning, we say you pay Nezik Shalem. Also again, if you were share in the end as well, somewhat, you should have to pay Nezik Shalem. Also again, if it wasn't an oinus, God, we should have to pay Nezik Shalem. Like Kalvachayma. That's your stark a cash on thesis. It's such a strong kasha that the question itself is the answer. Right? But in this case, it's not chos of shiva sefer v'oinus. Why is it? It's chos of shiva sefer v'shir. He was per shir. Says toitzen to yishloima. Deloi ona mishum chos of shir legabe regel lechay el nezik sholim legabe kevin. We won't say chos of shir regel should be mechayev a nezik sholim by kevin. Why? Even if a person was completely negligent by Karen, he was 100% per share. And yet, you only pay.
How was he
100%? Torah said you only pay Chatzinez. If somebody has an animal that was roaming the street and it went and was a bite, it kicked something and broke it. How much do you pay Chatzi Nezik? Why do you need to pay anything? No. Why do you need to pay anything? Because you're a Pesher. How much do you pay when you're a Pesher? The Torah says Chatzi Nezik. Of course, you're a Pesher. If you wouldn't be Pesher, you wouldn't have to pay anything. Because he let his animal run the street in a manner they could kick. Not gone. So if something is allowed and it's commonly accepted, there's no shia there. That's why you're pot. Of course, when you let your animals run the street, you always have to look after your animals. Regal, when the Torah said, regal, the Torah gave a special dispensation. Or even if you learn like the Rif, since it's okay, the Torah said you can't expect you to stand right by your animal the whole time to prevent it from doing normal activity. Your animal's in an agitated mood and therefore will kick. You have a chiv and shmir. We are chiv shmir. You've always got chiv shmir. The Torah, you're never chayiv for oinus. Never. Even, well, obviously it was because it kicked. It obviously was because it kicked. Animals that aren't agitated don't kick. Okay, so I'm explaining to you. Animals kick when they get agitated.
Maybe he had a fly by him. Maybe somebody was agitating him. I don't know.
I can prove it to you. The flies go next to animals the whole time, and animals don't kick the whole time. There was a reason why this animal kicked. It was agitated. So something you should have you should have to look after. It's obviously something which is not an onus. All right, you have to pay. If you have to pay, it's not an onus. Right? You have a shoy mu'ud walking down the street. If it eats, you don't have to pay anything. If it kicks, you pay an nezek shalem.
Yeah.
What's the difference? The Torah says for Shem is a p'tor and for Karen there isn't. But why am I chayav? Because I should have looked after my animal. And by Tav, again, the Moshel is going to be more extreme than the Nimshel. By Moed, you understand. I'm telling you, by Karen, there's also a Shia, but the Torah gave you a dispensation. What are you thinking about? There's no way, that was all Tosis. Tosis told us before. There's no way you're chai for caring if it's an onus. There's no way. If by caring you're chai, it must be there was a certain thing I should have expected, and therefore an element of shir. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah that based on the Aleph brings the obvious Zikin, and he says, הצד השור השבן שזרק על ההזי, או שמיעו עשרה לך, וגוע חייב שמיעה. בפור של ישנה. זה חייב שמיעה to stop your animals from doing any of these obvious things. One of them was care. זה חייב שמיעה. שמיעו עשרה לך. If you want to ask your question, you can ask, but there's this shit old punk and it's a knosso. It's only a knoss. That's if you want to ask a question. Right? That's only if you want to ask a question. You didn't ask that question. So that's the R which the Achrim speak about to resolve that difficulty. But, says Thesis, even if you're pagan and knosso, there's still an element of Shemir that should have done, just the Torah treats it as a knoss. Okay, that's a question which needs answer. Says Tavitness. So you were real Pesheya. Even if you're really Pesheya, you only have to pay Chatzinet. So therefore, there's no Svari to say to the Asa Pesheya of Rega. The Sefer Oynes that they're saying that to say you should have to pay Nezek Shalom by caring. Because you're wrong. It's not an Oynes. It's a Pesheya. And even if you're 100% Pesheya by Rega, by caring, you only pay Chatzinetim. You don't pay more than that. In other words, I want to explain it differently in my own words. When we talk about Tchilas of Shir, the Sefer Oynes Chayim, I have a Chakir, it's something we need to think about being as man and a little bit. What is Pshat? What is Pshat? Tchilas of Shir, the Sefer Oynes Chayim. Why are you Chayim? According to that Malama, why are you Chayim? Is Pshat? Two possible Pshat, okay? Two possible Pshat. Is Pshat really should be chayim for your pshir. Just. It didn't do any damage. That pshir didn't materialize. So you don't have anything to be chayim for if it didn't happen. But if a damage did happen because of that pshir, even if that damage that happened was generated by an onus, but damage happened because of that pshir, you're chayim for your original pshir. Is pshat your chayim for your original pshir? One side, or in chat, the yachai for the oinus that happened because it wasn't an oinus. You think it was an oinus, it was a pshir. Yachai because what happened, because you were pesher for what happened. You thought you were an oinus, you weren't oinus because since you were pesher originally, that oinus was due to a pshir, so it's also called a pshir. You're over on this hakir, this two stadim. To start him to understand Chosef Shir Vesefer Oynes. Hey, Shir Vesefer Oynes. To start him, why Chosef Shir Vesefer Oynes Chaya? Is Pshat. You will be Shir. You have to pay for Shir. If somebody has an animal, lets it wild, you have to pay for Shir. We have a problem. You only have to pay for Shir if damage happened. If no damage happened, you can't be Chaya. Well, here damage did happen because this animal eventually had some illness, which some damage happened. So since some damage happened, you can now be chayim for your original pshir. One side. The reason why chayim is because you were for share. Other side, you're chayim because of the illness that actually happened. Can you be chayim for illness? No, it's not an illness. It is a pshir. Are we focusing on the first? Is the reason why you're chayim because of the first part, the tchilos of shir? Or is there, or the reason why you're chayim because of the soifoy? Are you chayim because of the tchilosoy or because of the soifoy? Are you chayim because of tchilosoy? You're a pesher. So you're chayim. But you need to have some type of damage. Okay, there was a damage. The damage is like a tonight. The reason why you're chayim because of the tchilosoy. Or, no, you're chayim because of the soifoy. You're chayim because of the soifoy. It damaged your chayim because of the damage it did. It's oinus? No, you made a mistake. You thought soif is oinus. Soif is pshir. Because you were pshir, that's why the oinus happened. The oinus is the pshir. The oinus is pshir. It's called the pshir. That's a hakir. Hakir, to start him to understand chayos of pshir, the soif of oinus. Yes, yeah, sure. What happens? If I were to share for Regel, and what happened was Karen, how much would that be? Now, if you're going to tell me I'm chayv for my original pshir, I should share for Regel. So I should have to be Nezik Shalim. But if the reason why I'm chayv is because what actually happened, was Karen. It was Onus. No, it wasn't Onus. You thought it was Karen, but it was Karen Bipshia. Well, how much do you pay for Karen Bipshia? Chatzinezik. Meina. So it tells you pay Chatzinezik. So it's enough gemina, lamais. There's a few enough gemines. You can work out some more. There's a few enough gemines between somebody who did, between these two lahalka. Yeah, Karen and Shusarabin, right? And then my animal, Reg and Shusarabin, I was Peshev for Reg, and then you did Karen. How much do I pay? Do I pay Nezik Shorim? Do I pay Chatzinezik? Do I pay nothing? Do I pay Chatzinezik? There are some other enough gemines, but in Tosis brings out the biggest one. Somebody was Peshev for Rego, but Karen happens. How much do you pay? How much do you pay? Let's see. Why? If Shat in the Chakir was a Yochayim could give your original Pshia, I was Peshev a Rego of Nezik Shalem. I should have to pay Nezik Shalem. So this is the wrong way to look at it. It's not that the reason why you're chayv is because of your original chair. The original chair is not the sibas hamachayv, it's not the reason to pay. The reason to pay is because of what happened at the end. That's the reason to pay. So what happened at the end? There was an onus. No, it wasn't an onus. It's a mistake. It's called pshir. Because since your original pshir, you've got Karen with pshir. You can't pshir, and you pay chatzim.
Let's go back to the case where bring your cow into the Rishus and Nizim, and you're not being a shomer to your cow at all. So you can step on it, clear, you know, being certain, but it doesn't step on the Hixit. But you weren't being shomer to so.
You weren't being shomer.
You weren't being shomer at all. You were paying attention to something else.
It'd be another enough gemina. It's very similar to what we're saying here. So, there again, if we're going to say that she is because I wasn't being shown by my animal, that's the reason why it should be chayev, and I was paying shea for a shea for a regular, I should pay Nezik Shalem. But since that's not Lipshat, Lipshat is the reason why you have to pay is because what actually happened. What happened, Karen?
Maybe
that's Karen, but it's
anyway. Somebody to say there's a concept that you would think there's as far as saying Nezik Shalem, but the Torah says not like that. If you were held like that, you would uproot, you'd be.
Very good. Just saying different words. You want to say maybe indeed it's because of what you originally did.
Right.
But
the Torah says not like that.
But the Torah spoke about Karen. I was Peshev for Rega.
You're Peshev and Shvira.
On Rega. I was Peshev for Rega.
Bring your cow into somebody else's yard. You're going to be guarding that cow, period.
So for Rega, right?
For anything, for damage.
As well, right. So I was there's a pshia here of Rega. So why am I potter from Rega? I was pshia for Rega and Karen.
Right, we're simply dividing it artificially. There's hezek and potential hezek. I have to watch my animal.
Right. So I was pshia.
I don't step or kill.
Why not? So I was pshia for all the potential hezek.
Right.
Including Rega. So I was Peshev, 100% damages.
Right.
So what actually happened was it kicked. So why don't we say, since you're a Tchilos Peshev, you should pay 100%.
So that would uproot the whole dinner of Karen. Torah says it's a zero. The whole idea of paying as identical is a
Karen. You're saying that every time of Karen is always going to be a Peshev of Rega.
At least in this scenario.
Yeah, Mokiosis is basically what we just spoke at. They ask if based on your time. Your time is a good time. Don't say maybe Bemet in the Chakir would say you're Peshev for Regel. What can we do? The Torah tells me here. Now, Karen, you never pay more than 50%. Otherwise, every Karen, you should always pay 100% because of Tchos of Sheer. And the Torah said, not like that. And it's a good time. You know? And the Mokhi Yosef, that's where it's really in again. Yeah. So I'm saying from Tosis, this is what we see. Maybe the Pshat is what you're saying, maybe the Pshat is what I'm saying. From Tosis, you definitely see this, that although he was Peshev for Regel, when it comes to paying, you only pay Katinem. Why? Says Tosis, but the Pshat of Tosis, like I'm speaking out. Says Tosis, because even if you were Peshev Gemurah by Rega, by Karen, you only pay Katsunezer. So Trilosoi Pshia Vesoi Ba'oinus can't be worse than Pshia Gabor. That's a pshat like I'm speaking out. That Trilosoi Pshia Vesoi Ba'oinus, the pshat is Ki'il with the oinus, what you think the oinus was a Pshia. But what would be by Pshia Gabor? Pshia Gabor by Karen, you only pay Katsunezer. So you're right, it's Pshia. You only pay Katsunezer. I don't feel that that does. But Hezbollah, the Chakir, I spoke out. The second sad fits in very well in taste. Yeah. Although you're a Tchosip Shia, so if only that just makes it like the Oinus into a Shia. Oinus and Shia. So this is a Shia, but Shia you only pay Chatzin is. Right? Very good.
In the case we had before, where it was a long thing, part of it was against the wall, part of it stuck out. And you were Shia letting rambles go up. But at the end, so it fell. And it fell on the part that wasn't on us, so we can say
I don't about that.
That was against the wall.
Yes, that's an angel's gun. There was never a psia.
Well, it was because it was sticking out past the wall.
No, it was a long one.
It was a long one, and it could have landed up there.
So that's tells a psia to say, but this guy, yeah,
right.
So what's your question? There you're Chaim. It's all regular. Everything's regular. Everything's regular. It is. I'm just trying to think through one point. 1 second. Okay, that point is coming up. Okay, so that's what Tosis is telling me. That even the European share, the Gabi Regal, there's a Sholem, when it comes to Karen, you're going to be fired only in because although you're right, you were Tilotim Shia, the Savory Baroness, but it's not Savory Baroness. It's Savory Shia, the Shia Gamora by Karen is going to be Nezek, Chatzin Nezek. The Lavochi says, this is Muchach now. The Lavochi. There's a Gemara of design on the base that says if an Ari comes into a chotzer and it's Torah v'ochal. Torah v'ochal means first it killed it and then it ate it. Animals, lions, please don't ask me saying lions don't do that because there's nothing I can do to help you on this. That lions, when they eat, when they kill, they Torah v'ochal. They jump on it and eat while before waiting for the animal to die. They would kill the animal as it eat the animal as it dies. That's called Doras Ochal. Torah Ochal is they first kill it. No, Torah is true. It means to be ripped apart and then they eat it. What
the lion describes it being ripped back to the lion.
Lioness, very good.
Lioness.
So it's a Marie.
This is
a lion. A lion. Okay.
Maria.
No, that's a Lavia. That's a name. Lavia. Ari is a male lion. Male lion, says the Gemara. That's how it does it. Okay. I have not done any degree on how animals behave. But the truth is that these type of questions never ever interest me. Because I have trouble, I'm on a Sfachom, and that's what I'm going to tell me. So, if some big professor would come and tell me how an animal would behave, so I've got more than any professor, but the Benjamin himself telling us how it behaves. So, the Gemara says an Ari that is Torah, not Ochal. First, it does Trifa, which means first it kills it, and then it eats it, is a Shinon. Is a Shinon. So if it's a shinui, you only pay chatzin nezek. I said, why? Why don't you say that? Why don't you say it's chayim nezek sharon? It's also pshirin in drisa. It was pshirin in gabi drisa. This animal, this lion, could have killed it the other way. And eat him while he was kidding. This is the question which basically David spoke out. Kol kerem b'chatzin nezek. Every Karen of Chatzai Nizik should be Tchilosim Shia for Orego, in Shevi Rego, and say by Oymus, the Gabe Chatzai Gen, you should always pay Nizik Shalim. Elamai, what's the Teretz? The Teretz is that even if you would have been at Shevi Rego, you would never pay more than 100%, more than 50%. And therefore, I'm saying the chances, you're right, we treat it as Shia Gemurah. But you were still not going to be Because of Shia, it's like, wait, but it's the type of Shia. But it's still not going to be Chayiv because even for proper Shia, only pay a Chatzit. But what this places, this is what not everyone said, but in this places, that you can, when we discussed the also of Shia, you can transverse or go through a few different. Obviously, that's how it was Besher regarding Shem, and I was Onus regarding Regal. It would be relevant to say it could also share the same place. You don't need it to be in the same hour. Could be mocking to say you only say it's also share the same place if in the same hour. If it's also in one share and a safe in a different thing, maybe you wouldn't be high because it's a different hour. But from this place, it's, you know, place are from Shem to Karen. In place of saying that really, from one arm to another arm, we would have applied the principle of Shem to Shem to Shem to Shem. Yes? The only reason why not is because by Karen anyway, you only pay a chance to get the best.
You say it's Shem or Regal.
Huh?
Teresa
of the Ari. It's those who are across the Shem.
Shem.
Yeah.
And Tara is also Shem?
Shem is Karen. Tara is Karen. Yeah. So that's what you see from this place of that. When we discussed Tchelos of Shem, it's going to be over different obvious as well. There's Marshall's Chalik on this, but that's, and he somehow puts that in Tchelos as well, but that's the Pashal of Tchelos. Pashal of Tchelos is that Tchelos of Shem, it's can be even on different obvious. Even under the novels, you would say the Tchelos of Shia. Yeah. I think it's also Mukach in the previous Gemara. Remember this Gemara that's this wall, that was shaky wall? What was the wall? We said, even the Manoel, Tchelos of Shia, was everywhere in this potter, but if it's a shaky wall, it will be Chayev. I mean, to go to the Manoel, Tchelos of Shia, was everywhere in this Chayev, it's possible by the shaky wall, it will be Chayev. Come to man, or Tchelos of Shiva, say, in this bottle, by shaking wall, you're also be high. Why? So the Gemara said, why? The brick didn't fall. The brick didn't fall. And so you shouldn't be high because the brick didn't fall. And if the brick did fall, then understand you'd be high because you'd be shaved for that brick. But the brick didn't fall. Therefore, even though it did break, why did it break? Because the animal fell. Since the brick didn't fall, you're not going to be high. What the Gemara said. The Kuntumano Tchelos of Shiva Sivarin is Chayim, right? So you took out this, if you take an animal to a shaky wall and it falls down, the animal falls down, would you be Chayim? Sure. Why would you be Chayim? Because Tchelos of Shiva. What was the Shiva? The shaky wall. The brick might fall. Brick falling is?
Ish.
And the animal falling is regular. So you see that we transfer, we're willing to say Tchelos of Shia regarding the brick, so for owners regarding Shen and Regan. You see such a thing from the previous
study. Maybe that case comes up in the ledge also. That's going to climb on the wall, the ledge. So it's regular.
What's regular?
The knee was on top of the.
But what fell?
The
yeah, what fell?
He fell.
But what might be? What was the shear?
The brick.
No, allowing him to go up as much as it, as much as we're only focusing around the animal.
Because
this animal won't fall. Unless it's an animal. So that's not called the shear. Not shear taking up onto the wall.
Or maybe even jump on the wall.
And then what would happen?
He would fall because it's wobbly. I don't think that he would fall because it's wobbly.
Yes, yeah, so that would be somebody. Now we spoke out on the founder from the base. His mavur that he doesn't lose his footing. And it wasn't that wasn't because it's wobbly. The wobbly is that the stones will fall.
Swatch of brick.
Oh, very good. Very good. So I've just told you that you see from this Gemara that the Kharib you go from one up to another up. We're willing to say that Tchelos of Shia regarding the brick, even though that's Eish or Bo, and Seva Oin is regarding Regal, right? So maybe it's going over two obvious, right? Son of David Lebowski, want to say that's not the pshat. The pshat is, if it would be dislodged, why would it be dislodged? Not because the brick stump is a shaky brick is going to fall, but rather the gdi is busy jumping there and he will dislodge the brick and knock it off. In which case, there'll be some type of regal. Maybe tourists, there'll be some type of regal. Right? It's all regal. It's not both.
Not H because it's another force. It's another force.
No, that means the reason why I'm chayv is not because I'm the owner of this wall. I'm not the owner of the wall. I'm the owner of the gdi. As Bashir and the gdi was jumping and the gdi made the brick fall.
Oh, I thought, okay, so it's not like it's not on the owner of the gdi's property that gdi's on and he built the wall. Okay.
Yeah. It could be a shot. You're doing very well. It's
why is the cow falling into the piano falling?
Piano?
I'm saying if anything falls, a brick falls, it's a boar or it's age. So an apple fell. Okay, so it happened. Maybe it landed on its feet, but so what? Why? Because it landed, it's regular.
Regular is by animals. Animals is regular, and the bird is not by animals. So you can have an animal that should also be a bird, but certainly a regular as well. But a bird will never be a regular. A regular definition is done up to one of the they can go from place to place. That's what happened.
But not through the air.
Awesome. That's what happens. It's an onus. It's an onus of regular. It's regular. Okay, one more taste and then we can say we've done.
It's not a ball wriggle.
Yeah. Gadi Besriche. What does Gadi Besriche mean? It sticks its nails in the ground because it's in germs. If anyone who has dogs might know this or might not, the dogs stick their nails in the ground and jump.
In this case, the nails are in the precious koto.
Yeah. The Lord Domi, now this has a problem, saying it's Gadi B'Srich, that's not normal. But we had the Dabchav, the Rosh Nisrach, by a A's jumping. Lord Domi is Sukhi B'Sonik, Shem Nisrach, B'Chovist, Al-Shmegir, and Ephes, and Thesis. It's not the same as by a Chovist. By Chovist, it would be, it somehow grabs hold of the bucket of the barrel until it gets up. It is normal, I'm saying in here, it's not. So there seems to be different cases between a barrel and the ground. So Hanan Aloch, the sugars of Shem and Regal, Metz Shem, the sugars start of Ash, which we'll do next month, Metz Shem, and eventually come back a little bit, but to Shem, but because on, we've now been Zucha to finish Shem and Regal. So since we have been Zucha to finish Shem and Regal, and since it is been as morning, I suggest during Bina's money, everyone tries to find some time to look Hazorah from the Daf Yitzayin, the Daf Kaf Beis, as much as you can, wherever you can. You can try 20 minutes a day to do Hazorah. It would be very, very productive. It would be very useful to do. Okay, that's why I give you Musaf today. It's very important trying to do Hazorah. It's very important to do Hazorah. It's you learn, you spend so much hard effort in trying to learn it, that's it clear. And a lot of the subjects we did chazar, but anyone who has the time during the next 30 days to do chazar, 20 minutes a day, and divide up the tapim, and I think it'll be a big chance. So I'm very caution being as man, and I should be Ali, and being as man, and my parents, and I'll see you sometime. Should be well. Yeah.